shita. Okay. The shita's balo itu that chometz lacha pesach is as bachila, even if it belongs to a guy. However, if it belongs to a Jew, it's as bachila and hanah. And hanah. I mean, so the question is, what's the differentiation? If he holds that the moment the Shem Chometz arrives, when Pesach comes and now everything in the world are the Shem Chometz, so then the chalos, whatever is chal on the Chometz is chal permanently. So then even beyad akum it should also be asbana. Elamai holds that it's only if it's a dovar shenavid ba'avera, which means it's b'shus Yisrael. So if it's dovar shenavid ba'avera, so then it's also, that's the only time that it's also. So then why by a guy is it also b'achila? It's a strange shita. Our shita at least is consistent. We hold that it's also b'achila. I don't know if it's in the hands of a Jew, and by a guy is nothing. Because it was Navid Bavera, in other words, the criterion is if it was Navid Bavera. Okay. But according to Balaita, no. Even if it wasn't Navid Bavera. But the fact that it existed during Pesach, that alone will create an Israchila. As a matter of fact, the Balaita has that case. It seems that they take presents from Goyim. It seems like the last day of Yontif. That's what I think of it means. On the last day of Yontif. So then he says, it'll become an Isana. Yeah, the sugars in Kol Shon, Daf Chof Tes. A few sheetahs there. A lot of sheetahs there. Okay, let it go. Yeah. The only thing I said was that according to the Balaitur, that it comes out that the Shem Chometz is an Osa. The Shem Chometz is an Osa. So the moment you have Pesach, there's a Shem Chometz. Because it's a Dovar Osa li Yisrael. All the Chometz in the world is Osa for a Jew. So there's a Shem Chometz. But the question, why only Achil and not Anah, that's a different question. Okay, Umiyu, he says like this. Adoni Ovizal Omer Takon Lozeh Sheyom HaYisrael Eini Rotzeh Sheyitne Livershusi V'oz Lo Yitne Lo Bal Karcho. All right, so the Rosh says you have machlokes in the Rosh, and the Rosh and the Rashba, correct? That according to the Rashba, what's the lacha? That even if he doesn't, even minastam, it's good. Even minastam. So the question is, this is a practical question. Question is, if you're going to a motel, do you have to say before, verbalize before, that you don't want to be kona, or we say in umdani you don't want to be stam, minastam you don't want to be kona. So what's the machlekes over there? Over there, the machlekes is the question is why is a rishus kona? Why is he rishus kona? Your rishus is kona because they say it's a zochel lanu shlo b'fanav. So really, you need, but in order to have kinyin, you must have gemiras das. You must have gemiras das. So rishus is kona because zochel lanu shlo b'fanav. But in order to, and Yafil Shlomi Daita, even if he doesn't know about it, the Machlaikis is this a schus or is this not a schus? Okay? So the question is, do you view it from the standpoint of Isser, or do you view it from the standpoint of Dinim Mominus? If you view it from the standpoint of Dinim Mominus, it is a schus, because it's a monetary gain. But if you view it from the standpoint of Isser, so then it's not a game, he doesn't want it. So that's the machlokes of the Rosh and the Rashba. According to the Rosh holds that you have to enunciate, you have to verbalize that you don't want to be kana. Why? Because if min astam, we'll say zochen lodon shlo b'fanav. But if he verbalizes that he doesn't want to be kana, so then of course it won't be kana b'karcha because there's no gemiras das. But min astam, he will be kana. Whereas Rashba maintains, no, since he doesn't want to be kana chametz, nobody wants chametz, so therefore it's not a schus, so we don't say zochen lodem shlobafan, so his rishus will not be kana. The next point we took up is that what? Next point that we're looking at says, v'sheh esro shavala pesach asbano afilu ehiniach shogig ha'onos. Okay. So what does mean afilu nichar shogeg or onus? So the question is, if it's a knasa, why is he chayev shogeg or onus? Right? Why is he chayev shogeg or onus? So we said there are two types of knas. There's a knas where the maisa aver is the oser, like mevashel b'shabbos. So the maisa aver is the oser. But then there's a knas that has nothing to do with the maisa aver is oser. It's simply a penalty. So it's not an onish, it's a penalty. So there, simple, there it doesn't, there it's in order to prevent people from, there are many, many times a hamas of things in order to prevent people from doing them. Like b'chdei shi'asu. Why the asbedechashi b'chdei shi'asu? Because they're afraid you're going to tell the guy to do it on Shabbos. So there are many things that are also because you might do them. That's simply a penalty. That's not a knas. So that's about, for instance, like by b'chdei shi'asu, it's also. So same thing over here. The over here, what he's saying is that by chometz, it's not the maisa vera that's the osa. It's simply because they didn't want people to keep chometz in their rishus and not to be careful with bedika. So they asked it even lachar pesach. So that's really not an onesh. You see, it's not an onesh, it's a penalty. Penalty means as long as from the standpoint of the cheftza, it was nasis barvera, then it's going to be osur. It's not, if it's an onesh, so then the only time will be osur if it's from the standpoint of the gavra, there was a maisa vera. But where it's a penalty, it doesn't matter. The gavra's maisa is not the osur. It's simply that the chometz was birshus Yisrael on Pesach. From the standpoint of the cheftza, it was a dover that was omeid be'isser. Since it was omeid be'isser, so it becomes a dover on Esa. It's not an onesh. An onesh would require that it was the maisa veros nasis bar. And moreover, we said that over here by chometz, there's no maisa vera per se. There's no maisa vera by chametz. You see, by mevashel b'shabbos, the maisa vera is oseres. By chametz is not the maisa which is oseres. It's the fact that the cheftza was in a situation of iser. The situation of iser existed during the entire Pesach. So that really is the oser. Okay. So that's why it doesn't help if it's an onus. You have the next case, you have a machro nosna lov gulun kona Pesach muta. Okay, so here you have the basis of the whole area, really, of mechira. Namely, that you can't do mechira al tanai. And the Rambam states clearly that you can't do mechira al tanai by chametz. Yeah, in other words, let's say, for instance, if I'll do a kinyan me'achshav, that I'll be kona, be makna to the guy, that later, when he does something, now it'll be... the kinyan will be chala mafreya on a tanai. Chala mafreya on a tanai that he does. For instance, I'll say if he decides to, it'll become his if he decides to sell it back to me. Okay? Or any kind of tanai. Any tanai whatsoever. So if he does it al tanai, so it's no good. So here's the question that the one who raises the question is the Nagos Maimonis. He raised it in Hilchos Shabbos. The question is a very straightforward one. The question is, what's the difference between this and Kol Torah Kula? In every area, we always say Kinyan Al Tanai is valid. So why is this different? Nagos Maimonis is in Perek Vav Os Beis. But the Rambam is in Chametz and Matzah. That's a pretty good Dalet Vav. Right. But the Rambam says Kinyan Al Tanai won't work. So the question is really, why will Kinyan Al Tanai not work? Okay, in Kol Torah Kula Tanai always works. Moreover, there's other interesting things. You see, take a look. For instance, take a look at the Beis Yosef. What the Beis Yosef says. That the guy has to take it out of the Yisrael's rishus. You see, take a look. The Beis Yosef says, yep. Mi sheyesh biyado inyanei chametz v'rosa l'sitim lo'ev v'gelulim, the Beis Yosef. Chutz l'bayis v'matana gemura, you see, v'oso lo'ev v'gelulim l'yisrael makir v'yidevish l'yisrael, so it's fine. But it has to be chutz l'bayis, he has to take it out of Rishos. Question is, why has to take it out of Rishos for? He makes an appropriate kinyan, so now it's not the Yisrael's. So it's chametz shalakim, Rishos Yisrael's, mutter. So, but the answer is like this. The answer to all the questions is, a lot of other questions come across, the whole basis is that in Chometz B'Pesach, it's not an Isser Bailas per se. It's not a Halach and Kinyonim. It's not an Isser that the Chometz should be Tachas Kinyono. That's not the Isser. It's not a din in Kinyon. It's really a din in Isser. That the chometz should not relate to you in a certain manner. That's why I see the Gemara, for instance, in Pesachim says that Bal Yiram, Bal Yematzei, maybe I might think in his house, in the field, Goli, and if it's or if it's hidden, all those cases. So what do you see? You see, it's not measured in terms of kinyan. Measured in terms of kinyan alone, you wouldn't have all those chakiris. It's measured in terms of iser. It means it shouldn't be on your property, but the iser is not that you have a technical kinyan in it, but the iser is the way you relate to it as a cheftza, which is matzoi, as a dova matzoi. A dova matzoi biyotcha. That's really the iser. So, yeah. So therefore, you know, be interesting. Yeah, kinyan ganeva. Yeah, kinyan ganeva be good. You'd be over. I mean, no good. But the thing is, that over here, it's not the technical kinyan, but it's the way it's the possession of the chametz. The way the chametz is matzui biyodcha. That's the situation of the chametz, the situation of the ownership, not the technical ownership. So therefore, let's say, for instance, if I make a kinyan with a guy, so the chametz is mine, and now it'll come out after Pesach l'mafreya. He had a kinyan, so that's good in hilchas kinyanim. But on Pesach, basically, there was no difference at that moment between the chametz before Pesach and on Pesach, because the kinyan wasn't because basically, you understand, it still is in my rishus. I, after Pesach, a glowing Muslim mafreya that I didn't own it, so I shouldn't be over on Bal Yiro, Bal Yematzei. A kinyan mafreya won't help you, because that's simply a technical kinyan. But on Pesach itself, there was absolutely no difference. You see. Because it was matzui biyado. So that's why, you understand? So that's why the kinyan of a guy works because kinyan has rishus and has a quality of possession. So the quality of possession makes it an eino matzui biyadcha. So kinyanim affect Bal Yiro and Bal Yematzei, but it's not the essence of Bal Yiro and Bal Yematzei. The essence of Bal Yiro and Bal Yematzei is the relationship between the Gavra and the Chometz, and that's a halacha in Isurim. It's not a halacha in Kinyanim. Kinyanim play a role, but Kinyanim are not everything. That's why, for instance, according to the Rosh, sorry, Beis Yosef mentions that if the Goy buys it, he's got to take it chutz l'bayis. He has to take it out of the house. Why does he have to take it out of the house for? He made a kinyan. Technically it's his. But the answer is, because over here, it's not the technical kinyan, it's the actualization of the bailus and the rishus of the nachari over the cheftza. So bailus plays a role in establishing rishus. But rishus is more than bailus. Rishus is a certain it's possession of the state of possession over the chafza. So by chametz, it's the state of possession that's the Bal Yiro, Bal Yematzei. It's not really the technical ownership. Yeah. If it was his mitchila, so then he had rishus over it. So then he brings it into your house. You're not going to touch it. Yeah. But if it's yours, you had the rishus. Now he just made a technical kinyan. And your rishus has not been undone because his has not been actualized. Then you're going to be over. So you see, it's not the kinyan. It's not the kinyan that Bal Yiro, Bal Yematzei involves. It's the state of the chometz vis-a-vis the Jew in terms of his ability to control it, to have it under his possession. You see, that's really the issue. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I guess Maimonides just says Mishum Chomer the Chometz. Not clear what he means. What does he mean? Is there a Bonon? Is there? Not clear. Very, very unclear statement. But what we're saying is that the whole Isser Bal Yerom Bal Yematzeh is not contingent on the technical kinyan. The technical kinyan results in a situation. It's the situation of Isser that's awesome. You see, because Bal Yerom Bal Yematzeh basically is an extension of Achila. It's an Isser. You understand what I mean? I mean, you can view it as an extension of Achila. I mean, in the sense that if there were no Isser Achila, there certainly would not be an Isser Bal Yerom Bal Yematzeh. It's contingent on the Isser of Achila. You see? So, what? Yeah, really, it all starts from a Tesefta where it says that Yisrael v'chom shei b'sfino v'chom shei Yisrael areil mochel av glulim or nos na lob matan v'chos lo kech m'meno achar Pesach. Okay, u'bevanchi yitne lob matan agmura. All right, so that's what the Ram says, that without a Tanai. Okay. Now, take a look at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says... Yeah, by the way, the Rambam says you ever by the Rabbi Matzah Mitaraisa, right on it tonight. That's clear, right? Correct?
Clear.
That's no question about it. So therefore, you see that it has to do with the very definition of Bal Yerom Bal Yematzeh, which I think is misconstrued. I think is a misunderstood lot. Everybody thinks it's in terms of Kinyanim. So as long as all you have to do is do the Kinyanim, and that's it. But if that were the case, so Lamafre is fine? What's wrong with Tanai? What's wrong with Tanai? You see? Okay. It really throws a whole different light on the Yisrael Chametz. Now it brings down Beni Ruchim Kosval to Sefta Zub Hashem Bahag Uvavach Lo Yaren. The Eini Maven Dvarav Do Ashari Litna Lovig Lulim Matan of Allah Lulu Kho Achar Pesach The Ein Lo Charoma Gedola Mizu. That's what he thought. I could share a lot more Roma than that. But anyways, you see, v'afilu achi shari me'achas shematziu mershus legamri. Okay, v'efshed v'shelo yarem v'kama hainu lama shelo yimko lo v'lo yidin lo tonight. Okay, so he just tells you the possibility. But basically, what is that? I just want to explain what the base yesod means. Why is that called a harama? He says, ein lo harama gedola mizu. You see? What's the harama there? I mean, he's just, all he's doing is, why is that harama? You understand what I mean? Why does Beis Yosef call that a harama? But the answer is, what the Beis Yosef is calling a harama is not something phony. It's calling a harama where there is an ulterior motive for the mechira. You see? That's what he's saying. He's saying, what do you mean harama is no good? You mean to tell me that if I don't have if I'm not serious about the mechira, it's not a mechira, a pure business mechira, but I have ulterior motives, I want it to hold us and I can bring it back? That's mutter 100%. I just want to explain to you what his definition of harama is. he doesn't mean a phony mechira. He means the mechira is 100%, but by harama means, but you had ulterior motives. He says, what's wrong with that? He never even imagined the idea of harama in the mechira itself. He thought that is davar pashut's no good. You understand what I mean? The Beis Yosef, he was so clear. I mean, that's ridiculous. So he thought harama means, of course, the mechira is good, but you have another motive. He says, that's 100% good. What's wrong with that? Okay, now he quotes the Shema Sedeshin, Simukov Dalit. Mishi yesh biyadon yonei chametz rosal lisitin lov gulum chutz lebayis b'matana gemura va'osa over gulum ha'yisro makiro v'yodea bo shelo yiga bo v'kovim klal ele yishmola lacha pesach v'yavzo v'yitnim lo yire deshori rak she yitnim lo b'matana gemura b'lishom tonight o she yimkrim lo mechiro gemura b'dova mu'at. Avo matana manas lahachzir lo mahani mishum chomer lechomis kedisa ba agoyes maimonis b'ilchos Shabbos. Okay. V'nir mi divri bal chumas deshim b'tshuva zu b'tshuva shkolim lo d'lo mahani nisim lo chomis lo v'glulim elim kein hu av glulim shem uchutz labayas. It's gotta be outside. Can't leave it in the house. Amazing. So why is lo mahani? That's what I said again, the same that there you see. That's a whole different idea of mechiras chomis. So what did he say? What did he say? It doesn't matter? let's take a look at the Isser. So he said, what is it? It doesn't matter. He said, it doesn't matter if you know that he's going to hold it for you and you'll... That's okay. The fact that you know that he's going to hold it for you is okay as long as I'm not talking more. Now, take a look. Now the Bach. The Bach quotes the Machlokes, the Rush, born the Rush. And take a look. It says, Ad shat lekeich b'masayim kach men mana v'aniyach zo ve'ekna mimcho achar Pesach. So he says, the kach kos b'shuvas maram shiksuvo b'shuvas harashba simen taf taf nun gamafurish b'gudu rashoi lom lovi gululim sheyikne b'zul af al pi de mashma medvorov sheyachzo v'yikneu mimene b'yoka. Okay, now, okay. Vafilu loma lo beferish sheyachzo v'yikneu mimene v'yitin lo revach nami shori kiven da mechira hi achshav mechira gemura b'liha aroma aval arosh hetik ipcha acha to lekech b'mone kach b'masayim kloma shikha chamtzabe b'sach masayim al pi shein tzoch likha chamtzabe b'mone aval lo yefarish lo sheyikneu b'zul v'losis lo achar kach revach shezeh avika aroma kemo sheyizbar b'samach v'kach kasu shorma chamrum halosh ngorosh kasu v'rosh. Okay. Now, so he means like, so you see, so he says this, the Bach explains the Machlokes, the Rush and the Rashba. If you tell the, are you allowed to tell, you're allowed to sell it to the guy cheap and then buy it back dear? In other words, you sell it to him, let's say you have a bottle of scotch that's worth $100. So you say, I'll sell you this bottle of scotch for $50. And then I'm going to buy it back for you for $150. You see? Okay? That according to the Rashba's motto, according to Rashi's also. But everybody agrees that if you would sell him the bottle of scotch for $100, it's okay to tell him I'll buy it back from you for $150. It's not a problem if you buy. I just want to show you that these were real mechiras going on here. But it's not a problem if you tell him you're going to buy it back for more. Which, why should I think that's a problem? Because he's holding it for you. That doesn't matter though. Because meantime it's his. But if you tell him, the machlokis is, are you allowed to tell him, I'll sell it to you for $50, the bottle's worth $100, I'll sell it to you for $50, and I'll buy it back for $150. That, according to the Rashba, is mutter, according to the Rush, is mutter. It depends on the gears and the... according to the Rush, is also according to the Rashba, is mutter. This is not a Tanai. This is not a Tanai. It's not a Tanai. No. Well, Mendy's asking me this. It's not a Tanai. Why? Because he's not making a Tanai in the Mechira. I'm selling it to the guy right now for $50. It's his. But I tell him. I promise him. No time for Kosher Mishpah. But nevertheless, according to the Rush, it's awesome. Nevertheless, according to the Rush, it's still awesome. Rush balls mutter. Rush holds us. What? What's the issue? So if I sell it to him for $50, and I say goodbye, that's no problem. If I sell it to him for $100 and I say I'll buy it back for $150, that's definitely no problem. But if I sell it to him for $50 and below market price, and now I'm going to buy it back from him for $150, then you have a problem. Then you have machlokes. That's correct. If you sold him below market and buy it back at market, then it's okay. The answer is that if you see the psychology of a person is that where he makes money, where he wins, he always comes back. You see, so the thing is like this, that when a person's a winner, he always comes back. So therefore, if he buys it from you cheap, so he's already made money from you, already made money off you. Now he's going to hold it. Now he's going to hold. Now when you tell him I'll buy it back and I'll pay more, so he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's going to hold it for you. So therefore, the Rush maintains that as long as, so you lock them in by these two things. So the Rush holds. That's the Shittas of Rush. It's not a question of Smichas Das. The Rush holds that if he's locked in, that's not a real mechira in terms of Bali Ram Bali Matzah. Because insofar as you're concerned, you have the security that you have it. So it doesn't matter. You see, it doesn't matter the fact that technically it's his. because in the framework of Bal Yerom, Bal Yematzei, you have the security that he's basically, what it amounts to is he's just holding it for you. Okay? So the Choshen Mishpat, it doesn't matter anymore. You see, that's what I said before, that the Bailus is only good because it effectuates, the Choshen Mishpat can effectuate a change in the Isser state. In the Isser state. But the Isser state is really an Isser state per se. So that's why the Rush maintains that once you lock him in, by giving him a buy, and he made money already, and now you're going to buy him back more, insofar as you're concerned, that's it. The Chometz is securely under your jurisdiction. So therefore, you'll be over by your own Bal Yematzeh. But the Rashba disagrees. Why does the Rashba disagree? Because the Rashba holds that it's true that it may be secure. It may be secure. But the security is contingent on the good business sense of the guy. The profit motive of the guy is what secures it. So he maintains as long as it's something extraneous securing it, then you're not over Bal Yerom, Bal Yematzeh. So if you sell it for 100 and you tell him you'll buy it back at 150, so promises are very nice. Eh, maybe you'll wait around, maybe you won't. But if you sell it to him for 50, and then you tell him you're going to buy it back for 150, you can be sure that after Pesach he's going to be there. Of course, you should have asked me a question. Why would a Jew do a thing like this? Doesn't make any sense. First of all, he paid $100 for the bottle, right? Now now the guy gave him 50, and now he's buying back for 150. So what did the whole thing cost him? Some total? He cost them, no, cost, yeah, $200, you're right. Why should he do it? Why should a Jew do that? Yeah, the answer is, what's the answer? Transportation. Shipping and handling. Those days was a lot different than today. Yeah, he paid 200, but he's losing 100. Okay, see, that's why that's why the Truma Sedeshin says it's okay to tell, even if you know. See, the Truma Sedeshin, his lashon is, even if he's makiro, he says, v'yodeya bo shlo yigo bo oveglum klau, el yishmo alacha pesach, it's fine. Because that's, you see, even though I know the guy's a nice guy, that's not a problem. Because he's not really hooked in. That's purely his niceness. That's extraneous. If it's his niceness you're relying on, that's okay. That's mutter. But if it's not that, it seems everybody holds mutter. In other words, if you just happen to know the guy's a nice guy, and you sell to him for let's say the regular price, and you know he's a nice guy, and then you tell him, look, I'm going to buy it back. Niceness doesn't matter, because niceness is definitely not considered in your control. The question is, if it's a profit motive, that's the question. That's the machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. If it's a profit motive, do I say I locked him in because I got the guy now because of the profit? We say no, the profit motive is still him, so therefore it's out of your shoes. That's machlokes Rosh. In other words, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is. The personal security is not what matters. It's a question of whether there's a lock, so to speak. In other words, it's locked in some objective way. In other words, no, what by? Not yet. Only after Pesach. You have to understand, by the Tanai, it's only Chalam Afreya, which means that at the time of Pesach, the guy has no rights, because he didn't fulfill the Tanai yet. So the jurisdiction is mine 100%. Lamafreya, so then we'll see what happens. I may have to settle it. I don't know. If I do some violation, I may have to settle. But at this time, right now, he has no jurisdiction. So that's nothing. Bal Yerom, Bal Yematzeh is a situational phenomenon. It's a situational phenomenon. In regard to the question of Isur Anos, if someone brings in the Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says in the Vavim Abayis, Shnei Devarim Einam Bershuso Shel Adam, Va'asana Kosov Ke'ilu Heim Bershuso, and that's Bor Bershuso Rabim and Chometz BePesach. Okay, yeah, that's why the Gemara says that you can't be Mevatel Chometz on Pesach anymore. Why? Because basically, it's Isur Anos, and it's not yours. So the question is, why isn't that a clear-cut raya that there's no bilus on Isur Anos? That's the question. See, why isn't that a clear-cut raya that there is no bilus on Isur Anos? That's the question. And there's an open run, I mean, you don't have to, without all the, talking about the Beis HaLevi, we're talking about Sim Mem Ches, where he gives a very good analysis of the problem of Isur Anos. Is it a subject to Kenyan or not? But the question that they ask is that if you're going to say that the Surah Hanoah, you retain your bilus, so it's an open Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that you can't be Mevatel Lachometz Lachas Mani Suro. Why can't you be Mevatel Lachometz Lachas Mani Suro? Because it's not yours. Why isn't it yours? Because it's a Surah Hanoah. So since it's not yours because of the Asubana, so there's a clear cut raya from an open Gemara. That Isur Anos, you don't have any bilus on. Because if you had bilus, you'd be able to revival it. That's, and you see the Ran says, for instance, the Ran Nedarim says openly that you have bilus on Isur Anos. Because he has the case of Nedarim, and he says, nevertheless, it could be Morish. So you see, you don't lose your bilus. You don't lose your bilus just because it's Isur Anos. Okay? Yeah, that's an open Ran. What daf Mem Zayin? Ron says openly that he don't think because it's also behind Noah that he lost his bilus on. It's clear. I mean, so you see clearly. So simply, just for a simple kasha, I mean, you see the Ron knows the Surah Noah, you don't lose your bilus. So I can think of myself over here, ain't ambitious for all of them. That's the question I wanted to answer. So what I wanted to say is like this, that according to the way we're learning the halacha of the Isser of Bal Yimro, Bal Yimotze, the Isser Chametz, we're learning that it's not an Isser in terms of Kinyonim. It's not Kinyonim. Even if you had a retroactive Kinyon, wouldn't help you. Wouldn't help a retroactive Kinyon, wouldn't help you anyway with the Gat HaChametz. Why? Because that's just a technical Kinyon in the Choshen Mishpah. But really what we're concerned with is a different kind of bilus. A bilus that's similar to the bilus of a Ganif, which is a bilus of possession and access to the Chayfetz. So with regard to that, it's a different kind of a bilus. So over there, everybody will be moded that it's Eina Bershuso, if it's Asa Bahanah. Because the Isser of Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze, is a different kind of a bilus. It's a bilus in terms of Isser, not a bilus in terms of Kinyanim. So there, if it's Asa Bahanah, so that attacks the bilus of Isser. See, the whole question of Isser Hanoah, what's the question really, if Isser Hanoah is considered yours or not, if you have bilus on Isser Hanoah? It's an interaction between two realms, because Hanoah is the area of Isser, of Isurin, and bilus is the area of Kinyonim. So the question is, can Isser Hanoah, can the realm of Isurin affect the realm of Kinyonim? I mean, that's the major question. That's the major question. You're taking two areas and they're colliding. So the question is, do the results in Isser affect anything in terms of the bilus in Dinya Mominis? You see, it's an interaction between the two realms, Dinya Mominis and Isser. So that's a separate problem. But over here, with regard to Chometz BePesach, you don't have it. There's no raya from here. Because over here, both realms, both things are in the realm of Isser. The Isser Rishus is in the realm of Isser, and you understand what I mean. And the Isser Hanoah is in the realm of Isser. So here, there's no question. You see, that's all I wanted to bring out. That the way we're learning the Torah, from the way we're learning the halacha over here from the Torah and the Beis Yosef, you see. That the halacha b'negeya to chametz is not, and from the Rambam, the halacha b'negeya to chametz is not strictly in terms of kinyanim. It's not halacha in kinyanim in dinya mominis. It's halacha in iser. So therefore, there's no raya whatsoever from the Gemara. The Gemara says shnei dvarim enim b'shusha shel adam, Because over there, it's a different kind of bilus. It's a bilus based upon Isurim. It's an extension of an Isra Achila. The Bali Ra, Bali Matzah is an extension of the Isra Achila. So there, if it's Neser Bahano, so then of course it's not his. That's a different... There's no collision between the category of Isra and the category of Mamanus. They're both within the category of Isra. So that's no problem. You understand? So there you see, that's what the Gemara says, the Shnei Dvarim, that the Torah introduced Bal Kocho, a separate Machayev. In other words, by Bor and by Chametz, because by Bor, as we mentioned before, Bor really is not is not Chayev because of Grama. So it's Chayev because of Rishus. By, it's not his. So the answer is that the Torah said, no, you were Kona. You have a Din Rishus on this Bor. So the relationship between the Mazik and between the why do I have to pay if I dug a pit in the Rishus of Rabin, where's the connection between the pit and me? You can't say Grama is Zakhan's Potter. So why am I Chayev? I'd only be Chayev if you can relate it to me by saying it's mine. So in Dine Mazik, it's mine. Doesn't mean I own it, but it means that the Torah, in order to relate the chiyuv of the bor to the guy that dug the bor, the Torah had to stipulate that by digging the bor, you acquire a kind of ownership. So it had to create an institution of ownership on the cheftza in order to relate the bor to the guy that's chayev. Otherwise, you can't be mechayev. The Torah has to work with the system. You can't mechayev a guy for something he has no shaychus to. So how am I chayev for the bor? Groma for the maisa, you can't be mechayev because that's groma. So the answer is that bor out there, the Torah gave it a din of my rishus. So the mechayev is rishus. That's significant because the nature of the mechayev. Once you know the nature of the mechayev, a lot of things flow from that category. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's the idea behind it. Shnei dvarim einam b'shusa shalodam v'chishvanat Torah kila b'shusa. It means the Torah had to make a connection between. Has to be a logical connection. So somebody fell out there. I'm chayev. Why? Not my problem. The answer is no, because the Torah says that the moment you career the bar, the Torah gave it. It didn't. Now that thing is yours. Benegeya to mazik, this is considered yerushas. You see, nochas nezikin is considered yerushas. So that's the connection. And once you have that category of rishus, then many halachas stem from that concept. The important in our system is the concept, that once you have the concept, you build on the concept. But you have to know how it works. You can't just say, because he created an obstacle in the Rishus realm. It doesn't work in Allah. Allah has to have specific categories. So the answer is a category of Rishus. Thank you, something else that fits in very nicely. And that is, what is the main significance of the fact that it's not, that it's also, I mean, what is the Gemara saying? Because yes, like you say, oh, it's not, the Torah considers if it is Marsha. Okay, so why can't it be Mavatlet? I mean, do you understand? So it is my. You can't have it both. Which way is it? So on the contrary, Chishuv Dog is good. So I can bevatel it. You see? Yeah. You see what the Gemara means? See, in other words, the question is why don't I say just the opposite? Gemara is saying they can't be mevatel lachas mani suro, and to prove that, the Gemara is saying shnei dvarim einim b'shusa shalodim. So we're saying just the contrary. So now it says, but chishvan tarki l'b'shusa, so you could be mevatel lachas mani suro. See, the mistake is that people get confused as to what the Gemara is trying to say. All the Gemara is trying to say is the nature of just like in Nezikin, the Maimar, this statement of the Gemara is a statement that has one uniform concept. The concept exists in Nezikin, the concept exists over here. Even though one is Isser and one is Dina Mamanus, because the idea is the same idea. The idea is like we said before, namely that the Torah cannot be mechayev a guy in Nezikin without a causative relation. So if Maisa peters out because Groma is, you can't extend Maisa ad infinitum, and once it's Groma, your actions are unrelated. So the Torah had introduced a new mechayev, a new framework, and the framework is Rishus. The same thing the Gemara says, the same logic applies in Isurin. In Yisurin also, there has to be a causative relationship between the person that performs the Yisur and the Yisur. The Torah can't say anything without a logical system. Can't be. The Torah can't say, Yechayev! Why? Because you didn't take out the Chametz. You disregarded the halacha, you didn't take out the chametz, now you're chayav. Can't be such a thing. It has to be a framework. You have to relate the iser to me. What did I do? In iser, same thing. Iser is maisa, basically. So if there's no maisa over here, I didn't do any maisa. What did I do? I just didn't get rid of the chametz. Well, where's my maisa vera? It has to be a maisa vera. So all the Gemara is saying is, all the Brisa is saying is, that over here, the relationship, the Torah says the relationship between you and the chametz, the causation, the causal chain between you and the chametz is via ownership, via bilus, which means the Torah introduced bilus in order to link the over avera with the avera. Otherwise, there's no link there. So the Torah had to consider it bilus. You understand? So that's why the Gemara says that's. So the Gemara is using that maimer as a raya that you can't be mevatel chametz, because that maimer states clearly that insofar as the Torah had to introduce a causal framework. You understand? In order to relate the over avera to the avera, because you can't have an avera with a guy the guy's unrelated to it. It's not possible. There has to be a logic to it. Just like you can't have a mazik where there's no causal relation. Saying that, the Gemara says in that score, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Issa or you're talking about Dina Mominus. It's both the same. It has to have a logical causal chain. So the Gemara says, that's what the Brisa says, that in both cases, in order to connect the doer with the Avera, whichever it is, the Torah introduced a framework. The Torah rendered the guy, related him through a framework that the Torah created, which is a framework of bilus. So you understand very well that when the Torah did that, that it doesn't, that that's not going to help you insofar as bittul is concerned. You understand? Because that's just a framework to, you understand? That's just a framework to relate you to the Avera. So how could that help you? Bittul is a natural phenomenon based upon the fact that a thing that's yours, you could be mevatel. But the framework is just a framework in order to relate the over avera to the avera. So it'll never help in the area of bittul. See, that's why the Gemara is very precise. The Gemara says, you're telling me, maybe he'll find lachas mani surah, and then he can't be mevatel. Why not? Because shnei dvarim einim b'shusa shel adam l'saron tar gil b'shusa, which means the Torah couldn't find the framework. There was no existing framework to relate the cheftza to the Baal Avera, so the Torah had to introduce a framework. So that shows you, but that framework was introduced to relate the Baal Avera with the Avera. But that's not going to help you at all when it comes to bittul, because bittul is a natural phenomenon before Pesach, that the thing which you have complete rights in, control over, you could be mevatel it. But lachazmani suro, if that were okay, if lachazmani suro you could do bittul, there would be no need to introduce a framework. You understand? That's what the Gemara is saying. So that's why the Gemara flows beautifully. The Gemara flows very smoothly. Dumer mishkachas ha-bosses v'lav b'rshusei kaimel v'lo motzi mevatel d'amar rabbi lozo. There are two things that the Torah had a problem relating the osa hamaisa with what was done, and those two cases are bor and chametz. See, why did the Torah have a problem? So you see, because the problem was because basically, insofar as hilchas chametz is concerned, there is no relationship anymore, because it's not the surah anor comes in and takes away his power. So I thought I'd introduce an artificial category. I thought I'd introduce a category to relate him. I mean, the category is I'm using artificial as descriptively. I mean to say, I'd introduce a category. Once it's introduced, it's a halachic phenomenon. Now it relates you to the avera, but it won't help you with. Obviously, it won't help you with regard to bittul, because bittul is a process that is a natural process of discounting something which you have a power, which you have a value in. But once the Surah Anah comes in, that can't be done. And that's why you had to introduce a framework in order to make them be over. But the framework wasn't introduced in order to help them do bittul. It doesn't make any sense. You understand what I mean? The question is, this is, it's an abstract point. Okay, Mashmanach is asking questions, saying, what kind of bilus did they introduce in order to make you be over? You have to listen carefully. Okay? You see, that question can't be answered in the ordinary manner because of the nature of the statement of Rabbi Elazar. In other words, there's no answer to that question in a straightforward manner. Say, what kind of bilus is this? You see? Is it this? The reason is because the statement itself is saying the following. It's saying when the Torah looked at the guy who dug the bar, so the Torah said, there is no bilus here, and there's nothing here to relate him. So the Torah said, so how are we going to be machayev him? The answer is, he's chayev under the framework of bilus. It doesn't mean he has a real bilus there. You understand what I'm saying? It means the Torah said that the only way we could be mechayev him is under that, is as if there was a framework of bilus. So therefore the Torah is saying that you assume a framework of bilus in order to be, the Torah assumed the framework of bilus as a mechayev, not as a real bilus. That's why I say it can't answer the question directly. Because you say, what kind of bilus? You know what kind of bilus is? A bilus that's mechayev. That's the kind of bilus. You understand what I mean? Because what the halacha Rabbi Elazar is saying is that sometimes if the Torah does not find an existing causal relationship within the system, the Torah has a right to say there is no real bilus here. But the framework is going to be bilus. The chiyuvim are going to stem from an idea of bilus as if bilus existed. You see? So the nature, when you ask what type of bilus is this, it's a bilus that is mechayev. It's not a real bilus. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, what the Torah is saying, all the bilus is to create the causal chain. So the Torah says, this question, how are we going to mechayev this guy? He didn't do anything. His action. The right to create a bilus that's mechayevus in order to link him to the thing. You see, in order to link him to the thing, the Torah could say all the mechayevim from Bor are going to be the same as if he owned it. You see, so it's that the kind of bilus it is the answer to what kind of bilus is it's not a real bilus. If it were a real bilus, it would be there. You see. But the Torah has a right to be mechayev a person and introduce as long as it works with a system that is ordinarily causal. See, the Torah can't just come along and say mechayev without a framework. That's nonsensical. But the Torah could say in the absence of a bilus, the Torah could say, it's true he has no ownership of this, but all the mechayevim are going to follow the system of bilus. So it's a system of bilus that's introduced as a mechayev, from which all the logics of bilus are going to create all the mechayvim that stem from this thing. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? That's the it's a framework of bilus which is imposed in order to create a link. That the Torah could do, but not to introduce a framework just to say he's chayiv without anything. That halacha can't work that way. See, halacha has to work with a causal entity. So it could be the entity's non-existent, but it must be treated as if it has to follow the logical pattern of a connection as if there was bilus. You see, it must follow a logical institution. Can't just be, just somehow he's chayav. So he doesn't have to really own it, but the institution of ownership, which would be a mechayev, from which mechayevim stem, has to be assumed. It's an assumed bilus. It's a bilus for chiyuv. And that's the same thing over here. That's the same logic with regard to chametz. Where's the link between the bal avera and the avera itself? The link is not in maisa. You can't tell me that because he left the chametz there 6 months ago, he's going to be over. It can't be maisa. It is rishus. He doesn't have any real rishus on it. But the machayev is going to treat him as if there's a rishus here. That's the link. So it's an assumed bilus for chiyuv. It could be chiyuv and mamon, it could be yisurin. Insofar as that's concerned, there's no difference, because you always need the causal connection just as much in both realms. In that area, the realms make no difference whatsoever. You see, that's really what Rabbi Loza is saying. That is the same for everything. So therefore, now you see exactly why the Gemara says that lachazmani surah, there can't be any bittul, because you see, there's no real bilus there. It's only bilus which is introduced as a framework of a machayev, because you have to have a logical framework in order to connect them to the avera. So that kind of bilus, so that's nothing. So that can't help you with regard to bittul. You see what I'm saying? It's clear. You see, in other words, the moment the Gemara says it's as if it's in his rishus, it means to say that there is no rishus. That's the same thing. You see, because that's a son of ke'ilu b'shur, because the Torah demands a logical connection. So the Torah says we treat this as if he owns it. So that means there's no ownership. So there can't be any bittul. That's the Gemara. The Gemara's question is, there has to be in the halacha causal link. What is the halacha causal link? So the Gemara says, bilus. That's it. The bilus only exists in terms of connecting the Baal Avera to the Avera. That's the only way it exists. It is the causal halachic institution of connection. The halacha can't have a thing without an institution of connection. But that's all it is. It only exists as that. It doesn't exist anything else. In other words, yeah. What? Right. That's right. Right. Okay. Right. In other words, once more to clarify why the Yisuri Anor removes the bilus in reality. The reason is because the Yisuri Anor removes all bilus of Tashmish. And the Isser Chometz is bilus of Tashmish. That's really the Isser. And that's why it's no raya for the other question of is there bilus by Yisuri Anor? Because there you're questioning whether there's bilus in Chosh and Mishpah. That's a different question. That has nothing to do with Futh Chametz. The Ran's questions are questions in Mekach and Memkar and Dini and Mominus and Kinyonim. Like if you own it and the person dies, does his kid get it? Those are questions of technical ownership of the Chosh and Mishpah. That doesn't enter the question over here. That has nothing to do with Chametz. Tarka Ilu Bishuso really the question of Moshe Nachman's question is what kind of rishus is it? The answer is it is a rishus which is a framework of chiyuv. That's the kind of rishus it is. The concept of rishus here is the framework of the machayev. That's the concept. And that's why the Lashon is very precise, very meduyik, because the Lashon is Shnei Dvarim Einam Bishuso Shel Adam Va'asan HaTorah Ki'ilu Hein Bishuso. Ki'ilu Hein Bishuso. Because Ki'ilu means that it doesn't mean that the Torah put it back into his Rishos. It's Ki'ilu. What does it mean, Ki'ilu? It means that that is the connecting link to the one who was the mazik. See, that's what it means. It's a framework. It's a bilus which functions as a framework of chiyuv. That's what it is. The Bach sounds like he's contradicting himself in the next piece, because he says that in order that not only that it's not enough if you makne him the chometz. Yeah, so you got to get the chametz out of your rishus. So now he says, so how do you get the chametz out of your rishus? So you mock them the cheder. Okay, so now it's not in your rishus, now the cheder belongs to him. So he says, he gives you a way how to do it, you avoid the problem of shtar with a certain amira. Okay, fine. But now he says like this, he says that you have to give them maftechos. Why? Because since this is an only lizman, so it's like schirus. Right? So therefore, since it's like schiris, so if you have the maftechos, so the Gemara says that schiris, that whoever has maftechos is chayiv and bedika. So you're going to be chayiv and bedika. That's one. And two, he says, but then he says at the same time, he says you can't use schiros. Why can't you use schiros? Because schiros is going to be a nenem and a chametz. So first he says that it is like schiros. Why is it like schiros? And that's why you have to give it over to maftechos, because really, even though it's a real kinyan, it's only like schiros. And then he says schiros is no good, because the schiros is not aladu, because it's going to be nenem and a chametz. Because it's Yerushalmi, so it's a total contradiction. He's quoting Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi holds that if you rent out your house to be used for chametz exclusively for Pesach, you're considered a nenem and a chametz, because you're getting rent for that sole purpose. You rent it out all year, it's not considered nenem and a chametz. You rent it out for that week, so it comes out that you're gaining from the chametz, so you're being nenem from the chametz shalakim, because you're getting paid for it. So that's Yerushalmi. Okay, fine. Whatever. That we're not going to argue with. But yeah, in other words, it can't be if it's exclusive, so then it's considered a nenem and a chametz. Only if it's exclusive. Otherwise, you rent the house, whatever you use, you use it. But if you rent it out for that sole purpose, that the Yerushalmi says you consider a nenem and a chametz. Okay, because it's exclusive. Okay, so our question is, so schiris is no good, because why? Because you're a nenem and a chametz. But he says that you should use what? You should use real kinyan. But then he says, real kinyan, you have to give it a maftechus because it's only schiros. So if it's back to schiros again, so the inanimate of chametz. What does he care if you chayv and bedika? So do bedika. But it's not your chametz, though. So what we wanted to say was, the following. Going back to our original svara, that there are two concepts of bailus with regard to chametz. One concept is the concept of dinim ominous. That's choshe mishpat. Has nothing to do with, doesn't necessarily, is not intrinsically halacha in bali ra bali matze. It can affect bali ra bali matze, but it's not an intrinsic idea in bali ra bali matze, because bali ra bali matze means it's a certain availability and relationship between the gavra and the chametz. So a technical kinyan, for instance, of my friend, won't help you. Okay. So therefore, what the Bach is saying is like this. The halacha is you have to be motzi the chametz mirshuscha in order for the goy to what? To actualize his bailus on the chametz, so he must take it out of your rishus into his rishus. So there he says a kinyan of mekach u'memkar in dini mamanis will effectuate that. In other words, the Rishus, insofar as it is an entity in which the guy puts his chametz, is fine if it's pure Choshe Mishpat. Right? On chametz itself, you have to deal outside. Choshe Mishpat isn't enough for chametz itself. Chametz itself requires that it's a different kind of Rishus. If you have a technical mechira on the chametz, but he hasn't actualized his bailus, so that's no good for chametz. But in order to complement that, all you need is a technical kinyan in the chatzah, in the cheder. Because once you have the choshen mishpat kinyan in the cheder, so now the guy has actualized his rishus on the chametz. So we have to differentiate between the chametz, which is aser, comes into iser, and the cheder, which is choshen mishpat. So you have to get the chametz outside of your rishus more than simply choshen mishpat. But insofar as the cheder is concerned, all you need is the choshen mishpat bailus, right? So therefore, that's no problem as long as he did it that way. He says that's fine, okay. But now he comes back and he says like this. But you're going to have another problem. Why? If you don't give him the maftechos, you're going to be stuck. Because rishus itself comes under hilchos chametz, binogeya to bedikas chametz. So now rishus itself comes back, not under the framework of choshen mishpat, but under the framework of yisurim, binogeya to bedika. So if you don't give him the maftechos, so now there's a rishus binogeya to Pesach, not the Choshen Mishpat Rishus. And his Choshen Mishpat Bailus will not help you insofar as the Din Rishus Benageya to Pesach. Okay? Now, once Benageya to Pesach, the Rishus comes under the framework of Isser, so now the Chometz is under the framework of Isser going to be in your Rishus. In other words, you have to say it means like this. He's just concerned with Bedika, because he's saying that Benageya to the Chometz itself, so you need to treat the Chometz in the Din Rishus of Hilchus Chometz, of Isser. That demands that he must actualize his Bailus. A Choshen Mishpat Bailus on the Cheder will consummate that. Now that's it. Now he's finished. Because the Chometz in Haknoah belongs to the guy, and he exercised his jurisdiction over it with the Haknoah of Choshen Mishpat of the Cheder. So now it's in his Rishus and Choshen Mishpat, and that's it. His Bailus, the guy's Bailus is complete. The only thing is, what he's saying is, but Rishus comes back at you under the framework of Bedika. And over there, the Din Rishus has to be treated under the framework of Isser. So therefore, if you don't give him the Maftechos, so now you're going to be stuck, and you're going to have to do Bedika. Because under the framework of Hilchus Chometz, the Rishus is really nothing more than a Schirus. Because now you have to look at it as a practical thing. It's only for a week. So it's nothing more than a Schirus, so you're going to be Chayev and Bedika on the Cheder. That's what he's saying. You see? I bin Ogea to the Yerushalmi, so now you'll ask me, but you reduced it to Schirus now, so why am I not a Nena from the Chometz, like the Yerushalmi says? He says Schirus itself would not be good, because Schirus, you'll be a Nena from the Chometz. But the answer is, that's Choshen Mishpat Schirus. If it's a Choshen Mishpat Schirus on Chometz, then you're considered a Nena from the Chometz, because it's a Schirus for this month. But over here, in terms of Choshen Mishpat, it's really Haknoah. But under the framework of what? Of Hilchus Chometz and Matzah, it's really in your Rishus. So you'll be Chayev in Bedika, because in the framework of Chometz, it's nothing more than, you look at the practical, it's only a Schirus. So it's totally in Mesiris Maftechos. But you won't be over Nenam in a Chometz, because that's only if the Choshen Mishpat Kinyan was Schirus. But if the Choshen Mishpat Kinyan was a real Haknoah of Mekachomemka, then you're not over on Nenem and Achometz. So insofar as being Nenem and Achometz, you look at the Choshen Mishpat Kinyan. As long as it wasn't Schirus, you're not considered an Anakos in Choshen Mishpat. You gave it and you sold it. But in the framework of Isurim, of Bedika, Rishus, in that framework, there you go by Mesiris Maftechos, because there the Choshen Mishpat Kinyan won't help you. You look at it in terms of practical possession. Practically, it's only for a week, so therefore you'll be Chayev in Bedika. That's what he's saying. But that further, further proves our point, namely, that there's two systems here. One system is the Choshen Mishpat system, and the other system is the Bal Yira Bal Yimotze system. And the Bal Yira, I mean, it's clear in the Bach. So Benageya, even though he has an actual Kinyan in Choshen Mishpat, Benageya to Bedikas Chometz, the Bach is right. Now you're back into the Bal Yira Bal Yimotze system. In that system, it's only a Schirus. Because for all intents and purposes, you're only doing it for a week. So it's reduced to Schirus, so it's going to be totally in Mesiris Maftechos. So you'll be Chayev in Bedika. The Yishalmi is completely totally in Choshen Mishpat. The Yishalmi says if every minute the guy's there, you're making money on it because of rent, so that's considered a nena. But that's not the case, because it was an absolute bechira. But that doesn't help you benegeya to yechiv of Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze, because that's a different rishus. That's the rishus benegeya to Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze. You see? Also, the keys remove it from your rishus benegeya to Bal Yira and Bal Yimotze. So once you give him the keys, now you're out of it under two frameworks. You're out of it. What you've accomplished is the following, that once you give him the keys, so now insofar as the guy consummating his bailus on the Chefetz Shel Chometz that he did through the Choshen Mishpat Kinyan in the Cheder, insofar as the Cheder coming under the Bal Yira Bal Yimotze Halachos of Bedika, you gave him the Maftechos. insofar, because there it's only schiras. Insofar as the Rishami is concerned, that's no problem, because that's halacha and kosher mishpat. If every minute you're making rent on it, he says, so then you make money on it, so then it's what do you call it? So then you're being a nana. But that you're not doing, because in kosher mishpat it's a complete kinyan before, so there's no problem. According to the Bach, Mendy's right. I mean, according to the Bach, you got to give him the keys on your gimel. You can't do this in the morning on your dalet. It's not going to help you. You're chayig and chayiv and bedik in all those places where the chametz is. And now take a look again. I mean, the question that Mayor asked. Take a look. He says, he says, he wants to answer the Beis Yosef's question that what did Rabbeinu Yerucham mean when he said about Vach Lo Yarim? He says, Vesu, Kivin Shemavteach B'Yad Yisrael, V'yachol Likones L'cheder V'lito L'chometz Misham, since the Jew still retains the key. He says, Lo Samcha Daite Dover Gluon, the Mechira Gemurahi. He doesn't think it's a real Mechira. What kind of Mechira is that? Is the Jew still has access to the food? Ella Sover, the Aina Mechira Ella Lahosser May Olav Isser Chometz. That's what he thinks. So he thinks this is not a Mechira for Mecca Chomemka. This is a Mechira in order to get out of the Isser. He says, Valkyotse Bazek, Kosovo Rabbeinu Yerucham, B'Shem Bahag, Bovachelo Yaren. So he answers the Beis Yosef's kasha. What's the Bovachelo Yaren? He gives a very good answer. Bovachelo Yaren means that as long as it's a Mechira of Mecca Chomemka. But if the smichas das is a mechira for isurim, so the guy thinks he's doing this in order to help you in your religion, so that's not even a smichas das. That's something else. That's not, he has no smichas das for Mecca Chomemka. But you see, the Bach holds that if the Jew retains a set of keys, the whole thing's no good anymore, because that's, even if you give him the keys, it's not going to help. According to the Bach, you have to give him the keys that you have no keys. Because if he knows, if he thinks you retain the set of keys, so then he thinks that this is all a game. I mean, he wants to help you out with your religion. So it's not a real Mecca Chomemka. I mean, I don't say you can get away from this argument. I mean, as long as the guy thinks that he's doing it for the purpose of Issa Chometz, so then he does not think it's Mecca Chomemka. So where's the Smichas Das? It just doesn't make any sense. That's not Smichas Das. Smichas Das would be for Mecca Chomemka. I mean, you can see why from all this that the Gra really rejected the whole Mechiras Chametz. The Gra is in Maaser Rav. He wouldn't even Lacha Pesach. The Gra was Machmer. He wouldn't eat from any Chametz Shevel of Pesach. Because the Yelda Mechiras is not good. Don't go to Super Soul. Go to A&P. Now, you can't be Mefars on this. I mean, this is, you can't say it's us. So you can't pass on this. And everybody does it. That's it. I mean, you still have to learn the Sugya Spirit. I just want to say, the Rav himself said, throw it out. Chametz gone. And this is the Rav. So the Rav held that whiskey is Chametz gone. I mean, there are Achrayim who want to say it's Zeyabama. He did not buy it. The Yishalmi, you could explain. Yishalmi holds that what? That if there was Bittl, so then there's no problem, because he wasn't over Bali Rabbi Matzah. So the Knas is only on Chometz that came under the Isser of Bali Rabbi Matzah. Okay? It came under the Isser of Bali Rabbi. Not that he was over Bali Rabbi, but it came under the Isser, because it's even bonus. So it's not a Knas insofar as an Onish, but still the Cheftzah Shel Chometz had to be come under the Isser Bali Rabbi Matzah on Pesach. But if he was Mevatalit, so it never came under the Yisra of Bali Rabbi Matzah. So after Pesach should be Mutter. Okay? So he said, but the Yishalmi says that what? That it's still awesome. Why? Because Chayshin and Shema Yarim Loma Shebitlo Af Pishalo Bitlo. Because if you're going to do that, so then it'll be Marim and it'll say he was Mevatalit. So therefore, the Yishalmi holds that it's awesome. Okay, so there's a svara to be, there's a svara to see the machlokes. Let's take a look at it. The machlokes, Yerushalmi and the Bavli, apparently, because the Rosh says that what min adinu mutter if chametz in some base Israel it was mivahu. They keep in the bittul of our bali rav a lekel lemiknesay. Ubi Yerushalmi pligi bo the gasin hasam ifke chemzo bi yudalid acha pesach mahu. Rabbi Yechonam asher shlokesh la rama. Rabbi Yechonam chayish la rama. Rabbi Shlokesh lo chayish la rama. Kloma.
Shema lo yafkiran v'yom lo yafkartiv. Ad kan l'shem v'yidu da loch Rabbi Yochanan. M'nei kach sas rabbeinu v'kos av oser b'yushalmi. So he means to say, apparently, that it's a machlekes. I mean, that's the way the Rosh says. Yisrael shemotzach apparently, because the Bavli doesn't mention it. Kivan de bitla lo ava b'yirah. V'lekel l'miknesei. And the Yushalmi agar. So machlekes Bavli and Yushalmi. Or whatever. So it says machma. So the Torah is machma like the Yerushalmi. Okay, the Torah is machma like the Yerushalmi. But the Rush apparently holds that meikir hadin, according to the Bavli, it's mutter. It could be it's a suffix. It could be it was a suffix whether it's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, and that's why the Torah is machma. Because ordinarily, Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi go like a Bavli. Yeah. What does the Rambam say? But the Isser in the Yerushalmi is not a new Isser. The Yerushalmi holds that the person will be. Yes, yeah, so, right. No, that's something else. But that Bishgogwan means he was Mavatl. You see? But let's say, it was Mavatl. So that, it seems, it sounds like the Rush is Mesupik, whether it's Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. So therefore, the Torah is machma. Okay, the Torah is machmer, but according to the Yerushalmi, it's not a new iser. It's part of the old iser, because that's always the way it is. Where halacha will not exist, because people are going to get around it, so that becomes part of the iser. Because simply legislation won't stand, so that's included in the iser itself. That's the way the Yerushalmi seems to say. Because so according to Yerushalmi, it's the same iser. It's the same iser. Okay. Umasha kosa rabbeinu shabalo yitir osro bachilo v'yitir bano efshe shataima mishim nesfir li lochashin shema yara elam et nehano meruba dayno nas achila v'lo et nehano muetas dimein ochlo af pishu nena mimeno hano muetasi v'efshe shaf pish rabbeinu ol al daito tam zeh lohuch shabaino v'ochi dayak lishne shakosa v'ein tam nochon lachalik. The mashma tam yesh avalein the nachon. Okay, he's saying so the bala itur holds that there's no knas. He asked it a bachila. Echomei chevelo pesachos banoy lolam. The dove is a knas umi divrei sofrim et neisha ovar al bal yiroh bal yimotze osru. Afilu nicho bishgogo ba'ones. Kadesh lo yaniach adam chametz b'shuso b'pesach kadesh yena b'achar pesach. So he says clearly though, m'neisha ovar al b'yirah b'al yimotzei. So you see, he holds, but if he was mevatel it, it's mutter. Oh, b'shkogel z'yom b'onis means that it was under the iser of b'al yimotzei. It existed in his house under the iser of b'al yirah b'al yimotzei. Whether he himself was over personally doesn't matter. But the chametz was lying there, and it was a chi of levayim. He didn't know that it's not totally in his maisa. As I said, the different type of knas. But it had to exist in a way where it was nitfas in the iser of bal yirah bal yimotzei. That's what the Rambam says. Otherwise, it wasn't even when he says neisha ovar. You see? Well, the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam's kasha reish l'sefer, because first it says neisha ovar bal yirah bal yimotzei, and then later he says bishgoga bonus is also. What he means is Ovar doesn't mean that you don't measure Ovar in terms of whether he is chayv and onish on the thing. Ovar means the Cheftza was involved in an Isra Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. It was. The Cheftza was still, I still was over Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. Onish and Shgoga, it means I'm not chayv and onish on it. But in Safar, was I over the Isra? Yes, over. Oh, but now the question is if I'm culpable. That's a different question. So that the Rambam says doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You don't have to be. You don't have to be chayav onish. He means ovar. Yeah, but you can't just say lavdaka. In other words, what he means is he was over. If a person ate chazer, ba'onis, bishgaga ba'onis, right? So you say, was he over in isa chazer? He ate chazer. Of course, he's over in isa chazer. Is he chayav an onish for it? That's something else. So onish rachmana patre. But it doesn't help you in terms of the Maisa Vera was still there. That's what the Nesha Ova means. There was a Maisa Vera of in Maisa Vera Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. But it doesn't matter what he could have. He has a good excuse, so he's not going to get an onus for it. That is, his soul didn't become imperfected by the Vera, but the Maisa Vera was there. So from the Rambam you can deduce that the Rambam held it was Machlokes Bavli and Rishonim. Because that's what because the Lashon, as a matter of fact, Agoras Maimonides quotes the Lashon of Bavli, Amar Rava, Knasa Kakonis Hova over all of the Bali Rav Bali Matzah. So the Lashon of the Bavli is Mashma because he was over. He says because he was over Bali Rav Bali Matzah. So that's the case. So then we were right. The Rosh apparently was a suffix whether it's a Machlokes Bavli and Shalmi, in which case the Rambam Pasim is like the Bavli, or whether the Bavli simply didn't discuss the matter. In that case, if you have a Yerushalmi where there is no Bavli, so you go by the Yerushalmi. So that's why it's Machmer. But that's a big cooler. That is practically, that's a good cooler for eating in a place that they sold the chametz, because if the mechira was no good, so then when they said when they said the bittul, so they will mevatel it. So they weren't over in Bali Rabbi Matzis. According to the Rambam, according to the Bavli, there's no knas. I mean, that could be. I mean, that I agree with Mendez's point. It could be that the guy, I mean, it's arguable. You could say that he's excluding in his mind the chametz that he sold because he relies on the mechira. But you could say he's also saying, look, and in case in any way this chametz of my rishus, under any circumstances that I'm not aware of, that I'm being mevatelit, if that's the case, if the mechira... $100,000 inventory, it's hard to believe it. But and the question is, lahachil lahachil chametz lekelev shel hefker. So the question is that an extension of an iser hanor, or it's a separate iser cheftza of chametz? That you're rendering the chametz a cheftza shel hanor. I mean, you're telling me, because... You know what I mean? That's the question. Is it a nisr hanor, an extension of this hanor, because you're having some kind of psychological enjoyment out of it? Or we say, no, psychological enjoyment is nothing. Not a real enjoyment. I mean, but the halach is, it's an isr in the cheftz of chametz, that the cheftz is not allowed to become, not allowed to render it a cheftz shel hanor. That's it. That reminds you of the Rambam. What does Rambam say by lo yeyachal? What does Rambam say? Lo yeyachal. That even what? Even what's that? The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Ochel mena chametz asma pesach kol shehu hareza osa mena Torah. Shenema lo yochel. Chos ishir is always osa mena Torah. So why does Rambam say it's osa over here? What? Because the iser, no, because that's what Reb Chaim said, that in it's separate of chos ishir. But over here he's saying it's an iser chametz. It's an iser chametz, not simply an iser chos ishir. Why he says? Because it says lo ye ochel. So what? How does lo ye ochel aser even less than a shear? Because if you see, where does shear come into the picture? Where you say it's halach in the maisa achila. So if it's halach in the maisa achila, so then shear is appropriate because I say ein achila pachas mekazayas. So this then the concept of shear makes sense because without kazayas there's no maisa achila. But if it's an issa that the cheftza should be a nechal, so then it has nothing to do with shear. The cheftza is a cheftza. It doesn't matter. Well, what does shear got to do with it? We don't say that less than a kezias is not a cheftza of chametz. Of course it's a cheftza. But we say them in terms of the maisa achila, you need a kezias. So he says, but over here the issa is that it should not be nechal. So it's an issa cheftza. If it's an issa cheftza, so then shear doesn't come into the picture.
Does well with your whole concept.
It's a very nice one. The shear only applies where you have a maisa. So they say less than that is ein achila p'chus megzayis. So less than that is not considered a maisa achila. But if the yis is the cheftza should not be a nechal, you don't say less than megzayis is not a cheftza. Then how do you ever have a kezayis? Any amount is chametz. They say so. The halacha is when you're saying the cheftza should not be a nechal, then shearim don't play any role at all. That's what the Rambam said. So it could be. You see, that could be what the Yishalmi holds. That the Yishalmi extends the idea of lo ye ochel. But the Yishalmi holds that it means that the cheftza should not become a dovar nechal. So even if you give it to a behemas hefker, but still you're rendering it a dovar nechal. You're still rendering the chometz a dovar nechal. The Rambam doesn't know by a behemoth would work. The Rambam just says by an Odom. that the Isser Cheftza is on an Adam, that it shouldn't be a Dovah HaNechal, means with regard to an Adam. The Yashami is saying even a Behema. Rama apparently held that a Dovah HaNechal is a specific concept insofar as man is concerned. We're speaking about Adam. In other words, a man is a, an Achilas Adam is what you're talking about. You shouldn't render it Achilas Adam. But Achilas Behema, what is that? That's nothing.
Can you